Radio.
Welcome to the Elam Network. I'm your host, yet exclusive, and this is the Elam Network Girl Talks show. Today we'll be talking about the importance of fathers. And not only just the importance of fathers, but how important they are to boys and girls requiring a male role model. One of the reasons I chose this as a topic for discussion was because of the lack of respect people give the role of a father and what it can be capable of providing a child that's growing up, especially not just boys. When you think of a father, you assume, you know, play sports, watch TV, talk about girls, but there's more to it. Don't forget, you can call 1-866-3-ELIM-HD, one to listen and one to talk to the host, V, from Exclusive. Again, you can call 866-335-4643, press one to talk to your host. And, well, one to listen and one to talk to your host. Again, our topic today is the importance of fathers, especially for boys and girls, and how important it is to have them receive a male father figure in their life. Now, when I say a male father figure, it's not just about who their father is now, but the choices we make leading up to getting pregnant and so forth. One of the most important things about this show is people think, not the show, but father is an aspect. People assume that girls do not need fathers just as important as boys do. But girls do. They need a male role model to show them what type of man they are supposed to be looking at. They need a male to talk to about not just boy issues, but regular family issues, because sometimes mommy may not be the voice they need, but the only voice they hear. Sometimes they know they need a father to just be supportive and talk to them, take them places, teach them how to ride bikes, and so forth. Girls need a father just as much as a boy does. And although we women will do our best to try and raise boys, we cannot. To pretend that we'll do our best because we will try, and that's all we can do. But at the end of the day, we are not a man, so we cannot teach a man to be a man. We'd be fooling ourselves to assume that. And at the same time, there are things that our kids will want to know that we have to do our best to teach in order for them to understand. Now, getting back to it, I look at shows and I try not to watch them like Maury. I like Maury, but I don't like Maury for the, you know, are you my child father? Are you this? I don't care, you know. We as women, we should wonder, is our child actually going to turn on TV or search through Facebook or YouTube and see the fools we made of ourselves years ago, or the father who rejected you for many a years because of the mother's wild behavior? We look at one side. We don't look at what the mother does. We always look at what the father does. You know, everyone complains about child support. A child needs support. Either you're going to give it to them voluntarily or the mother's going to do it otherwise. Had you chosen the mother better, you don't be in this predicament. Same goes for vice versa. We don't give too much credit to the choices we make before we do that. And at the end of the day, the only one who suffers is the child. They need a father, whether it is a girl or a boy. You understand? A mother is a mother every day. A father is a father every day. That does not change. And I listen to men ready to give up on the child because of the mother's behavior sometimes. And like this recent week, I spoke to someone and they want to see their child. They're doing everything they can. They're so busy trying to avoid the mother that they're missing days with the child. And to me, I don't like that. To me, it's an excuse. I don't want to hear that excuse. Your child's still there, go see him. So, but at the same time, I also understand some people don't want to deal with the stress anymore. It's too much. They don't want to fight. They don't want to argue. But your child is suffering. the father and the child, the whole situation and stuff. And you as a woman, you don't look at it as, hey, I'm just going to ban my child from the father. Look at it, no, my child needs to spend some time with the father. The father's going to do right by the child. This man can take a weekend off or a day off. And at the same time, you've got other situations going on where we are actually punishing ourselves by not including the father because he has a new lady. And we have to work better with the co-parenting because they need a dad. Why should they not have a father? Because of the choices we make. Why should the child suffer? Because you don't want to see that man anymore. You don't want to speak to that man. That's absolutely ridiculous. A child should not suffer because the adults don't have any common sense. If that's the case, you shouldn't have had a child. So it's important for us to say to ourselves, are we going to keep fighting and making life difficult for the children and our children, our family, and so forth, or are we going to step up and say, I'm going to make peace with you because you are there for my child, and I'm going to do my best because I've made peace with you because this is going to benefit my child. It needs to benefit my child. Your child wants to spend time, sports, and so forth. How are you going to keep denying your child a chance for two parents, whether they're in the same household or not? If that's the case, you should have thought of that before you lay down with that man, lady. We can't keep blaming these men, and then we run into the system to take care of how this man is going to choose to take care of his child. You didn't know that before you opened your legs? The problem is we have to start taking responsibility for our actions. We don't take responsibility for our actions. Our children are suffering now. You know, I see women saying, hey, I don't need a man in my life. But no, you don't. Your child do. Get it together. You know, women ready to go get, you're pregnant and you're running into relationships. You don't need to be running into a relationship while you're pregnant. You need to be running into parenting classes. You understand? Because you're taking away the opportunity for you to give your proper attention to your child now that you're going to be a temporarily single parent. And when we say single parent, that's the importance of a father. You're a single woman. If you have a father in that child's life, you're not a single parent, you're a single woman. There's a big difference. So start realizing that, you'll understand the importance. There needs to be someone to take the child to doctor's appointments, not just you. And when I speak to this father, there's things you can do to make sure you're in this child's life. The woman is not in full control. You understand? Your failure to act on the situations is what allows women to be in full control. Thus, there's no reason for complaint. You can only get the complaints you receive and build on. So at this point in time, we no longer have any excuses. We have ways to track payments you give them. You have ways to set up schedules for the child if she chooses not to put it in your own control. We can't keep giving all the control to the lady because the lady didn't make the baby on her own. You understand? It honestly takes 5 minutes to bring 18 years of life into this world, not even five. You understand? Because it means nothing about the act. It's all about the conception. And once that child comes, they need that father. They need that mother. Nowadays, I see mothers not even trying to be in the child's life. And it's absolutely crazy because the child didn't ask to be here. You did that. You laid down. You chose to get a reward. Sex was a reward, and you chose to take an be greedy and take a child and bring the child into this world because a child is a blessing. So you take this blessing of this child, and now you throw it away because you don't have the time to be the right parent. Stop blaming people. Stop not stepping up. When we spoke last week, we discussed how important it was about being in a child's life, raising children proper, and no longer expecting the schools to raise our children. Now it's about saying, hey, am I stepping up to be doing right by my child? Am I in the house bad-mouthing the father so that the child doesn't want, the child feels protected of the mother, so the child wants to discuss with the father now, hey, I don't like daddy because mommy don't like daddy. You don't think that some of these things reflect on us? Again, don't forget to call in 1-866-3-ELIN-HD. extension 1 for listening, press 1 to talk to the host. Elam HD, I'm glad to talking and listening with you. Today, our subject is the importance of fathers. And don't forget, all hosts are live. The show is not pre-recorded. Again, you can call in 1-866-335-4643. 1 for the radio. Press 1 to talk to the host. What is your thoughts on fatherhood? How important do you understand a father plays a role in the house? We assume that the father should just be the protector and the provider, but the father is also a person, you know, men actually enjoy the thought of having their children look up to them, talk to them, spend time with them, and so forth. And we tend to realize we're taking that away from them when we don't allow them the joys of that. In fact, we take it away from the child itself when we as mothers don't enjoy it. You understand? We should be happy when the child is getting a chance to spend it with the father, whether the father's spending it with us. That's got nothing to do with you. If it was, then you would have done what you needed to do to keep the man in your life. Otherwise, there's nothing that could be done. But the child shouldn't suffer. Again, don't forget, the child is not supposed to suffer for our actions. We are adults. The choices we make will affect the child, whether we choose to have a job that makes us work overtime, whether we choose to be in and out of relationships and the child is going from uncle to uncle, whether we clock in early, whether we're taking night jobs and working 2-3 jobs. Anything we're doing while we have children affects the children, who we are currently as babysitters, who are their best friends. And I'll be honest with you, nowadays, the electronic devices are raising our children. The video games, the neighborhood. And this is where the father and the mother comes in, because if they could do it together, it'd be a dual equal partnership instead of something that seems like a fight. It is important. Children need fathers. Doesn't matter if she's a boy or a girl. That's a child. They need both parents. And we as fathers, we have to look at it right now. We need to stop letting the system decide for them, for you, to step up and be a father. We have to say, hey, my child needs something. That doesn't mean that support. It means that's what the child needs. And to the government, that's a gift. Your child needs sneakers, that's a gift. We're not giving you credit for that. Why should we give you credit for that? Did your mom or dad give you credit for a pair of sneakers or a new notebook? No. So you do these things, you give it to your kid. You give it to your kid out of love, not out of duty. You understand? Because you know you love your child and you want your child to have the best. So when we are giving child support and you are being told, hey, you got to pay $25, $50 a month or $100 a month, you have to ask yourself, how much does it cost you to keep a roof over your head? How much does it cost to keep food in your mouth on a weekly basis? How much does it cost you for medical? How much does it cost? Now, your child is a whole individual, a whole being. We put these whole beings on this world, on this earth, and then we don't step up. And we have to step up in order for them to understand and step up for themselves as they grow. We are their leaders, their mentors, their inspiration. We are our children's first impact. And if we do a bad job at it, we've basically done a bad job at it. I don't know if you think it's something that's just fixed because it looks nice or it sounds good or you have extra money in their bank, but it's not fixed like that. It's fixed because we say our children need us and we're doing everything in our power to be the best, do the best, and account for every need our child deserves. And failure to do so is an injustice. You understand? It's important. Our children need us. Children need mommy. Our children need daddy. And they don't just need them to buy new things or take them shopping. They need them for hugs and tucking them in. They need them for long walks and conversations to teach them not just to ride the bike, but how to deal with that bully, how to treat people right, how to give respect, understand the difference between etiquette, morals. You know, we don't take into account the importance we play on a child's life, and you can't expect it if you're not teaching your child who is. So allow the father to be a father. And fathers, don't just say, hey, mom's got it. Mom needs days off. Mom needs help. Mom needs a partner. It's just mom says something and you think it's right, then you stand by that decision and you help let that child understand what unity means, what partnership means, equality means. You stand by the partner's decision, then both of you are working together for the child's benefit. You're not standing by it, then you've got the child in chaos allowing them to misuse you to get gains. And this way they're not getting stability and taught the proper value that they need. And we keep thinking the values is send them to school, they'll be okay. But the thing is, there are people that need us. They're called our children. They're little people. They don't know what bills are until we teach them. They don't know the value of money until we show it to them or the schools do. They don't know what the difference is of lust and love. They don't know the value of their virginity, the purity of it. They don't know the value of marriage unless we finally tell them. They don't know unless they see or we tell them, they will just have to learn it from others outside. So if you expect more from out of your child, then you need to teach your child what you expect. You understand? We got to build the growth we want. Again, this is the Elim Girl Talk. Call in 1-866-3-ELIM-HD Girl Talk. Each day, our children get bigger and bigger. I asked in the group this week about, you know, what did you learn from your father? What was something important? And something someone said was your father, Derek, good day, Derek, shouting out, they said their father let them know the most important thing is out of life, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you earn, you know. And there's a lot of truth in it. Pardon if it's any type of misquote, but again, you get what, it's basically what you put out, you put in. Don't realize that even things, little things our fathers told us can take us very far. You know, children, they pay attention to even the simplest things. It's shocking. It's crazy. But if we want our children to be great fathers, dads, and inspirations, then we need to teach them to be great inspirations by showing them such. That it's okay to say, you know, I'm not going to allow something like that because my dad wouldn't allow something like that. You know, there's times I'm going to do something. First thing I say is, my mama would never let me get away with that. Because my mama taught me better. And we want the same thing for our children. But that's to say, hey, my parent taught me better. I'm glad everyone tuned in. Thank you. Again, don't forget, we are the biggest role models in our children's life. If you tell your child it's okay not to have a father in their life, because of your choices, then what is it you just told your child? Let's repeat it. You basically told your child it's okay to just be with a man and walk away and keep the child and keep him out your life. If you only focus on the child support and how much money they're giving and not how much time the man is spending with the child, you basically put a price on your child. Children are priceless. They're a legacy. You can't put a price on your child. So if you're so focused on the child support, contact him and say, listen, spend some time today with your child. Spend some time today with little Jay. You know, Junior wants you. He wants to see you. Fathers, don't wait for the mother or the child to reach out to see you. How could you not miss your child? How could you not want that little legacy that you love, that you put some energy into distributing, not to know you? Not to respect you, not to want to follow behind you. This is really, when you have a child, you basically got a fresh slate for pure love. Do you understand that? A child is the true value of unconditional love. A child is going to give you something marriage can never give you. Because your child, are they going to cheat with another mother or father? No. You could not even buy that type of loyalty. Is a child going to think you, like anything you tell your child, the stars and the moon, how far you take it. You are their inspiration. You are their morning, their sun. Even children look at us when we do things that we're not ashamed of. They don't see the shame in it. You understand? They're able to look at us with purity and respect. And that's something we have to understand, that we can't take that. You can't get unconditional love from strangers. You can get that from your child. You understand? So it's important. So it's important that you focus on letting your child know through actions, not just words, actions, how important they are. You hear me, fathers? Mothers. That means daddy should be, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Do you know what type of positive ear you could bring when you open up that door for communication? You get me? You can't value it. The court can't give you a price on your child's love. What you need to do is sit down and work together to combat. Because even if you can't be together, you can still work together. Co-parenting. And not just co-parenting for what you can get out of the situation. Co-parenting for the benefit of the child. It's all about saying, hey, I got to chill with daddy. Yeah, that dad may have a new lady. Set a little bit of ground rules. But if you're going to set ground rules, you better take some ground rules yourself, women. We want to dish out rules. Everybody want to dish out rules. But we don't want the same rules. We don't want to respect the rules we give. And here, that's the funny part. Respect it. You respect the rules now, there's no problems later. Or there's a better balance to handling the problems later. And children need balance. Children need security, protection, love, growth. They need a neighborhood. They need a Father's Day every day, a Mother's Day every day, because we don't stop being parents just because we went to sleep. Or it's not that special Sunday of the month. You understand? It's like love. You don't just love someone on Valentine's Day, but we prefer to choose a day that a man has made and declared as a day of love rather than every day. It shouldn't be just because of that day you send flowers. It shouldn't be just because of Christmas you do something nice. It shouldn't be just because of Independence Day, you celebrate the fact that you're independent. Because every day you're given that blessing. Every day you have that reward. That means every day we got a chance to be happy. Being happy is friggin' awesome. Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want your child to be happy? I want everybody happy. We need them happy. And parents, I don't want to argue with my kid. I want to argue with my daughter's father. You know, if there's something not going right, you discuss it. I used to love it. My better father, he would call and say, you know what, I just want to say thank you for not being like all those other moms. I just saw what she just put him through, and yada, 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 yada. And sometimes just that little thank you, that little show of appreciation lets me know I'm doing something right, and he recognizes it. So in return, let's just move at a proper pace, but stay in the direction we're going. In return, my daughter did really good. She got really good. You know, some men, they don't like to see the woman that had the children move on. And that's sad, because if you really loved her, or if you really loved him, you should be happy that they are happy. You should want them happy, even if it's not with you. It's like I say, people always think, to see someone move on that you love, that their greatest love is knowing that if you love them and you set them free, it's not about them coming back. It's about everybody being happy. You might not be happy with that person, and you might not be happy with that person moving on, but if that's the case, the changes to keep the people in your life would be made. That includes the father. That includes the child. You understand? Every choice we made led up to that child being born. Every choice you make leads up to that child going to graduation, that child going to jail, that child going to drugs, that child going to having 15, 14 children, that child being a good parent, that child being a bad parent. We play some influence in anything our child do. You know what's crazy? We don't give ourselves enough credit or the people around. And if he's in your life as a father, some days it'd be good to just say thank you and appreciate the things he's doing, because there's some people out there who don't have a father, and if they do, he's not doing anything. And if you have a child and you're doing more for the woman that you're dating whose child is not yours, and you're not doing as much for your own child, you're doing yourself an unfair justice. And the reason I say that is it breaks my heart when I watch my friends take care of children and then those children leave them. Meanwhile, their child's been waiting for them all this time. You need to be, if you're going to do it, you can split yourself, because you took on that responsibility when you laid down. And that responsibility is something that will love you till the day you die, past the day you die. From whether you're walking, talking, in diapers, they will love us. You know, we're born. When we're born, we're in diapers. We're crawling, we're in diapers. We need to be pushed around in a four-wheel stroller. And we just keep growing. You start walking, you start talking, all this different. And then the thing is, as we get older, we go backwards. If we go from walking on two legs to back into four legs rather than strollers, it's wheelchairs. We're back to crawling and diapers. And the thing is, we transition all of that with our children, and the greatest love is the fact that our children will love us and transition enough to support us in that return. I'm going to actually be stepping back off and catching you next weekend. Again, don't forget to check us out. This has been V at Exclusive Girl Talk, Elim Network. I appreciate everyone that's tuned in. I appreciate all the listeners. Thank you again. I hope you enjoyed the topic. If you have any thoughts, don't forget to check out our Facebook, Facebook.com/ELIMG Talk. Elim Girl Talk. Man, don't forget to check it out as well, because we're listening. We're corresponding. Let's get this going. We want a better community, so it starts with us, the people in the community. And I'm glad you tuned in. Good to have you here. I definitely want to hear from you again next week. And enjoy yourself. This has been V at the Elim Network. And have yourself a very, very great day. Thank you again.